Welcome to Torah Talk, a program that challenges 2,000 years of misunderstanding and neglect of the Torah, God's law. In this show, we will be threshing ideologies by examining these scriptures in their Hebraic contexts. Our goal is to separate the wheat from the chaff, the truth from misconception. This program is sponsored by The Harvest, a Messianic Charismatic congregation in Thornton, Colorado.
Shalom, lovers of the Torah, and thank you for choosing to listen to Torah Talk. I'm your host, Amos Ben Michael, and you're listening to The Amos Ben Michael Show. I want to start our show today by reading from a text in the Torah that Christianity has long neglected. In fact, Christianity and most Christians have no clue as to what this text means, let alone how it would be applied today. As a result, Christianity is enthralled and permeated with the very practices that God warns those who are His from practicing. It would do Christians well to listen to Moses and the prophets if they are interested in worshiping God in spirit and in truth. If you're a believer in the God of Israel and His Messiah, you are grafted into the olive tree of Israel. If you're a believer in the God of Israel and His Messiah, you are now part of the Commonwealth of Israel. And if you are a believer in the God of Israel and His Messiah, God Himself has written the Torah on your new creation hearts. If you're a believer in the God of Israel and His Messiah, come along and begin to open yourself to the scriptures of Israel. Open your ears and hearts to the writings of Moses and the prophets. They speak of and reveal the Messiah. If you neglect them, you will never really understand the words of Yeshua the Messiah. For those who love the truth, Shema, listen up. Here's the text, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 28 through 30. God has given instructions to the second generation of Israelites who are going to go in and take possession of the promised land. So I'll begin reading in Deuteronomy 12 and verse 28. God says through Moses, "Take care and listen to all these words that I'm commanding you, so that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the eyes of Adonai your God. When Adonai your God cuts off before you the nations that you're going in to dispossess, when you have dispossessed them and settled in their land, be careful not to be trapped into imitating them after they have been destroyed before you. Do not inquire about their gods, saying, 'How do these nations serve their gods?' I will do the same. You are not to act like this toward Adonai your God." Now, that text is found within a number of texts that we refer to as the laws of idolatry. God is holy, and He calls us to worship Him on His terms. We're to worship God in spirit and in truth. Even Yeshua the Messiah said this in John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. He said, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Pagan worship forms and mixtures are false and thus forbidden." Why? Because God is looking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. He's the true and living God. His name is Jealous. He has forbidden us to bring pagan forms and practices and mix them with true forms of worship and then offer these up to Him. He has absolutely said no. Do not do this. But Christianity in the second century and on broke itself off from the olive tree of Israel and basically rejected the writings of Moses and the prophets. And she has neglected these writings for nearly 2,000 years. She has lost her way in regard to what it means to worship God in spirit and in truth. In fact, in regard to true worship, she has exchanged truth for deception and has fallen into the realm of idolatry. Let me give you an example. Her greatest, highest, and holiest religious celebration of the year also includes a pagan goddess and a bunny that lays colored eggs. Christianity calls this day Easter. Now think about it. She takes the resurrection of the Son of God, the Messiah, and adds to that these pagan forms of worship tied into this goddess, her bunny, and the colored eggs. and involves not only these pagan rituals and rites, but mixes them into the true worship of the living God as she celebrates the resurrection of Messiah. Here's a question. Where did she get the ideas to pay homage to a pagan goddess and her bunny that lays colored eggs? It's not from the Torah. It's not from the prophets. It's not from the apostolic scriptures. In fact, she got them straight from the pagan nations where she lives. Now, I want to read from the Encyclopedia Mythica under the heading Ostara. Quote, in ancient Anglo-Saxon myth, Ostara is the personification of the rising sun. In that capacity, she is associated with the spring and is considered to be a fertility goddess. She is the friend of all children, and to amuse, then she changed her pet bird into a rabbit. This rabbit brought forth brightly colored eggs, which the goddess gave to the children as gifts. From her name and rites, the festival of Easter is derived. Unquote. Now I want you to think about that. It is just absolutely startling when you consider the ramifications. I want to read from another book called The Ancient Ways, Reclaiming Pagan Traditions. And it's in the conclusion of the book that I'm going to pick up the reading on page 220. This author, who is part of a pretty big group that's basically asserting itself to reclaim paganism today in this new millennia. It says this. It is a fairly safe guess that most of us were raised in a Judeo-Christian tradition, and that the seasonal celebrations of our parents and grandparents were some of the most wonderful times of our childhood. As we grew up, we questioned the religious beliefs of our parents, and eventually many of us found our way back to the old gods and the old religion. One of the most painful parts of this spiritual quest was having to give up those wonderful family traditions that gave us so much joy in our childhood. But it isn't so. Some of the most wonderful traditions practiced by our parents and grandparents are purely pagan in origin. So go ahead and celebrate the customs of your childhood. Send valentines, dye Eostra's eggs, bring a fir tree into your house and decorate it with ornaments that came down in your family, and know in your pagan heart that what you do is a traditional way of honoring the old pagan gods. And when someone says to you, I thought you were a pagan, why do you have a Christmas tree in your house? You can look them straight in the face and say, because it is a pagan tradition. Why do you? Unquote. Isn't that amazing? I read that and I think, unbelievable. Even the pagans know that most of what the church involves itself in terms of these religious holy days or holidays is straight out of paganism. And they're reclaiming their paganism. They're saying, we know it's pagan and we're fighting for it. We're reclaiming it. Why are you messing with it? It's not part of your religion. And yet Christianity just doesn't even consider that, just runs headlong into all of this. I'm just shocked when I think about it. Now, let me make a clarification. Christians do not worship this pagan goddess. They simply inquired of the pagans how they worshiped these false gods and then imported their traditions into their worship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But this is the very thing that God forbade us to do. So why do Christians continue in this glaring and blatant idolatry? I think they have because they've neglected the writings of Moses and the prophets for nearly 2,000 years. As a result, when it comes to worshiping in spirit and truth, they are truly and profoundly ignorant. So the worship that goes on today and all the pagan mixtures are basically done in ignorance. The average Christian does that in ignorance. The average Christian doesn't study the scriptures other than the apostolic writings, the New Testament. The average Christian divorces him or herself from nearly two-thirds of God's revelation, God's instructions. And so is it any wonder that they're lost and swept up in the seduction of this paganism. So what's the answer? The answer is teshuvah. It's a Hebrew word that means to return. Return to the olive tree of Israel. Humble yourselves and come back into the commonwealth of Israel. Ask the Spirit of God to help you start to unpack the Torah that God has placed deep in your heart. Read the apostolic scriptures anew in their historical and cultural contexts. Begin to change by giving up your pagan ways and pagan days and embrace the ways of God for your life. Find a messianic congregation and begin attending on Shabbat. Your spiritual fathers are not Ignatius, Barnabas, and Justin Martyr. Neither are they Calvin and Luther. In Messiah, your spiritual fathers are Moses and the prophets and the patriarchs, going all the way back to Abraham and Sarah, as the prophet Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 51, 1 and 2. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave birth to you in pain. When he was but one, I called him. Then I blessed him and multiplied him. Isn't it time you come back home? Isn't it time that you embrace Israel as the very people group that you were grafted into? Isn't it time that you come back to all of the scriptures, not to a third of them, but to all of them? And we ask that you would come back and come back in faith, full of the Spirit of God, and join in the great journey of celebrating the faith that's been given to us through Abraham and Sarah, the Torah, the prophets, as well as the apostolic scriptures. That concludes our program for this week. A special thanks to our great King, Yeshua the Messiah, our listeners and supporters for making this podcast possible through your prayers and financial giving. I'm your host, Amos Ben Michael. And until our next show, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua the Messiah. Shalom.
Torah Talk has been brought to you by The Harvest, a Messianic Charismatic Congregation located at 8891 Pose Boulevard in Thornton, Colorado. Join us for Sabbath services at 1 p.m. next Saturday afternoon. For more information, please call us at 303-761-9948 or visit our website at www.graftedin.com. God bless you and shalom.